Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals with a moment of freedom, a new organization in Jamestown. We have Annie Keffler. She is the founder and president of the organization, and Kelly Connolly. She is the program director for A Moment of Freedom. And Annie and Kelly, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk. I'm excited to talk about A Moment of Freedom. Annie caught me at a recent job fair or at a recent street fair and said, we need to talk about this. We should get something on the radio about this. And I did some reading about it, and it just sounds like an amazing program, something that Jamestown could really benefit from.
Yes.
For our listeners who have not heard about A Moment of Freedom, Annie or Kelly, you guys want to tell us a little bit more about that?
We are a therapeutic writing program. We are a nonprofit organization, and what we will be doing is we will be utilizing the therapeutic benefits that horses can provide in working with special needs individuals.
And to me, this seems unheard of. Like, there's, you know, special needs individuals, there's different methods of taking care of them and,
yes.
and you know, and everything like that. But horses, like, is this very common, or is this something that, is practiced all over?
I believe it's starting to pick up. Okay. There are more organizations in North Dakota that are starting to pick up, and we all thoroughly support each other. So that's what's amazing about this. People are just starting to realize the benefits that horses can provide. Kelly and I have been working with the Spurs organization down in Aberdeen, so we've seen firsthand what therapeutic riding can do and provide for these individuals.
Awesome.
With special needs.
Awesome. So this organization, this nonprofit, A Moment of Freedom, newly established in Jamestown, what's kind of the goal for you guys? Is it to get this program established, or are there any goals that you guys have set for this?
We are hoping to build an outdoor arena, and that would be on my husband and I's property in Buchanan, which is north of Jamestown. We are on 17 acres, and the goal is by next summer or next spring to have an outdoor arena built, and we are actually working with Double J Manufacturing out of Gackle to build and provide the panels.
Wow. Okay. It sounds like a pretty lofty goal too, though, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, to build an arena. Wow, that's amazing. So you guys are going to be doing, I'm sure, some fundraising. And,
yes.
And you, obviously, you're here today spreading the word about A Moment of Freedom. And so what's your involvement with this, Kelly? You're the program director.
Yep, and I will be part of it that offers the lessons per se.
Okay, got it.
But in the meantime, I have to go through training myself. I have to take courses, and then I have to get teaching hours, which again, Spurs and Aberdeen has been helping with. I have to have 25 teaching hours. Then I have to go through and take a weekend long course and
wow.
pass all of that. So yeah, there's a bit of a rigmarole to it, but I'm looking forward to it. And my goal is to kind of offer a mini session next fall.
Oh, okay.
Just to kind of get our toes wet and get things started. And then we can, big goal is 2019 full summer session.
Awesome. Well, you know, there's still plenty of time, 2019, a lot of training, a lot of things
yes.
that need to be done for
yeah.
it. Kelly Connolly and Annie Keffler joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about A Moment of Freedom, the new nonprofit organization in the area that will benefit area kids in need. Is it kids and adults?
Yep.
It is kids and adults.
Yep, it'll grow. Okay. So more than likely, we will work with the Ann Carlson Center. The CEO, Tim, has actually worked with therapeutic writing programs, so
okay.
he has experience with that, and the therapies department is super excited about this. They can't wait for this to get up and rolling and to provide another form of therapy for those individuals at Ann Carlson.
That's amazing. So I asked before, you guys have you ever had any experience with horses or and this therapies? Because again, to me, it just seems so crazy. But like you said, Annie, it's something that's worked and that more individuals are using.
I have worked at the Ann Carlson Center on and off since 1999, and I like to say that I retired from the Ann Carlson Center this
okay.
spring. So I have the experience with working with individuals with special needs, whereas Kelly,
I've been around horses my entire life.
Okay.
I've shown, I've got some world titles under my belt.
Well, no big deal.
Right. So, I mean, I've been around the horses, and when I go out to the barn now to do evening chores, I sit there, and I've become more tuned into them, too,
yeah.
just going through this whole process myself. And it's so calming. just to sit out there and listen to them eat.
Huh.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
I might have to touch even and to pet them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's a lot more than just riding them or being around them.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. It really is. So then what, I mean, Kelly, obviously you said you've worked with horses and everything. What drove you to want to provide a therapy service kind of with this?
I've always wanted to do something with horses. I mean, yes, I've got two of my own, my backyard, I show it, but I love it. I want other people to enjoy it as much as I do. And what better way to do it than to help those that, you know, maybe they can't walk on their own.
Yeah.
They get on a horse and they've got four solid legs underneath them.
Oh, that's amazing.
And what's kind of ironic, we've been working on this program since 2013. We've been taking our time with it because we really want to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. Mm-hmm. And actually, Tim, the CEO of Ann Carlson, approached me and said that Kelly had actually approached the Ann Carlson Center and he gave me her contact information.
Whoa.
And we just basically clicked from the beginning. Kelly is very grounded and very motivated and driven to get this program going. In fact, she really took this program to the next level. So
that's awesome. That's awesome how that just works out like that.
Yes, it is.
So being a nonprofit, obviously you work off of donations and volunteers. Yes. Are you guys continually looking for volunteers or people to help or anything like that?
We actually have a sheet, so I've been keeping track of the names and the phone numbers for people who want to volunteer, and then I write down the areas as to where they want to volunteer. A lot of it's sidewalking. A lot of people aren't comfortable with the fundraising aspect of it, but if anybody out there would like to help us with the fundraising events, we are more than welcome to take you on if you have ideas, anything like that. We are still looking for more members for our fundraising subcommittee.
Okay. Excellent. And we'll get contact information, everything, how they can get a hold of you guys to do that. One thing we do want to make mention of is the annual vendor show, because, again, being a nonprofit, fundraising is important. And you guys have one coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we've got a gym full of vendors who are going to be there selling stuff. It is 'tis the season to be Christmas shopping. So we've got, I mean, just a couple that we're going to have. Scentsy, Tastefully Simple, 31, Young Living Oils, Usborne Books, LuLaRoe, several others. We also will be having a bake sale. All of those funds will be going directly to A Moment of Freedom.
Awesome.
We'll kind of have a free will donation as well. Please, you know, come out and join us. We are pumped. We filled up our booth space fast, and that is so exciting. So please come out and support us
and
learn
on.
More.
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll educate you on what we're doing.
Excellent. I was just going to say, you guys will obviously be there and give more information.
Yes.
That is this Sunday at the Ann Carlson from 2 to 6.
At the gym.
Yep. At the gymnasium.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And it's free to anybody who wants to come, check it out.
Yes.
Annie or Kelly, we really appreciate you guys joining us. If people have we missed anything first before we go into how to get a hold of you guys? Have we missed anything that you guys wanted to make sure was shared with our listeners?
Just that the first phase of the program is to really get the outdoor arena built. Set, tack, and safety stirrups. So that's our goal as well. Maintenance for like hay, veterinary care, arena, farrier. Also our goal is to help fund to get Kelly to the places she needs to go to be certified, because that takes money as well. More than likely we might end up having to fly her out just to be certified as a therapeutic riding instructor as well. So
very good. So Annie or Kelly, you want to give that information if people have questions for you or want to get involved with A Moment of Freedom?
Yes, you can reach me, Annie Keffler, at 320-3543. You can also email us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com.
Which is how I got a hold of you guys.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk. A very exciting thing. Building this arena is the big goal right now. And then 2019, as Kelly pointed out, really getting involved, and hopefully we'll have you guys on continually through the process, because this is just amazing. It really is what you guys are doing.
There's lots coming down the line.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting. So Kelly and Annie, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.